Welcome to the Tribunal. I'm Danny with Chris Wern.
He is on the Mount Rushmore of the challenge.
And Jameson.
Finesse, bro! Finesse!
We just watched episode 6 of the Challenge 40, Battle of the Eras. We saw Derek not break his leg and hop around. Josh do a terrible job in power. And Bananas try to drive a wedge between Devin and Michelle. We're going to do Killed It or Send It Home, Jameson's Juicy Deets, and MVPs and Losers. But first, Chris. We saw Bananas come out of hiding in this episode. He's mixing it up with Josh and Devin. Did this make you think he's still got it a little bit?
You know, initially, it did very much. I was like, okay, he's creating some chaos. He's creating confusion. I absolutely noted that during the episode. I thought it was great that he waited for the right moment. You know, obviously there's some editing going on where they're showing him in the beginning saying, I got to break that shit up or whatever it is. And then he waits for the right moment where everybody's drunk, right? They've been partying. He knows that Devin's not going into elimination. Michelle's not going into elimination. They've probably been drinking a little bit more because they're safe. And he can like just throw something out there that doesn't necessarily get taken the right way. Or he just, and it's like, he didn't say anything. He's like, I just want to make sure that he's not using for you for game or whatever that was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even like a thing that's like, he's not saying Devin is just doing that. It's just that little seed to plant in their head. And it blew up on Michelle and Devin. So I thought that was great. The only thing I think he could have done to make it like a Bananas masterclass is if he just started that rumor with somebody else, like a Josh, and let Josh deliver. Just let Josh deliver it. Just, you know, put that in his head. Like, hey, man, this is what I've been seeing, you know, and whatever, and just let him take it and deliver that bomb. So that was the only mix up there, I think, because I think he is capable of doing that, but he just didn't do that part. Maybe he tried and it wasn't working, but it definitely seemed to hit. So Bananas, I think, still has it. That's just one part. That's only one part of it. Jeez.
Right. Then you got the Josh thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously he's built the guilt in Josh's head. Like he said, put it squarely on his shoulders. He's got more power in the game. I mean, and that's partially on Josh too, let's be real. Josh always feels so guilty for so many things. He needs to let it go. I was kind of shocked as like that he didn't go with voting Bananas and Laurel in. Regardless of that, it's kind of like you throw someone under the bus and you get shade for it, like they become a target. Like you just, there's no point in trying to make it up to people. At some point, you got to be like, I'm just never going to make it up to you, and you're my target from now on. So anyways, I've rambled on a lot. Jameson, what's your take on it?
Hey, man, you hit all the points. You know, I think the biggest strength in Bananas' game has always been his brain. You know, yes, he's definitely stout and, you know, in great shape and all that. But, you know, I think in the end, his little scheming and scamming, he does really well with. And I think that he still has it. He'll always have it until he doesn't. You know what I mean? Like he'll kind of until he kind of really fucks up, it just feels like he always is feared. People are always nervous about him. I do think that this was a slip up. I do think this wasn't his smartest moment. Only because, you know, like it made him look bad versus the other people. Like it just kind of made him at the front of the attention versus other people. I think one of his greatest strengths is the way he's able to scheme and other people talk about other people versus talking about him. And that's what kind of happened here is it made it more about him and that kind of rumor or what he said, what he didn't say. And so it just it wasn't a good look. But at the end of the day, the fear that he's built on with every player, you know, speaking of Josh, he has that manipulation to just kind of move forward in the game better than anybody else without even lifting a finger. That's what's, you know, really incredible. So I think he still got it, but I don't think it was his best look.
I thought it was great. I like the pettiness of it. First of all, you're right, Jameson. Like for a few episodes, I was thinking like, are the older people just like happy to be here? Like they didn't seem that motivated. And then all of a sudden he's pulling these moves with Josh. Like that's too easy. I can't give him that much credit. But again, you know, he made him turn on Corey, who's like one of his best friends here. And work perfectly. But the Devin thing I thought was really well done. Like, the only thing that was missing is Devin is now too mature, even while drunk, to go confront him while drinking. He waited.
They all are too mature now.
Yeah. But I felt like it just like puts a little seed of doubt into people's minds. It makes them frazzled a little bit because they were so strong going into this. Like, they seemed to be moving and doing whatever they wanted to do. And now this is just like a slight hiccup. He saves himself. But then also, as you said, people are still terrified of him. Like, people are like, this could be the moment that we look back and think like, why didn't we get rid of him? And he hasn't won in a long time, but people are still just like very wary of him, but he's still making moves. And I mean, he's bending the game at his will at this point still.
Yeah. It feels like with Bananas, he's the kind of player who's like, he gets to like the mid game. If you let him get to the middle of the game, you're in trouble. Like, cause yeah, he's a guy who obviously, I mean, that opening quote I gave, he's on the Mount Rushmore of the challenge, and it's true. And like you said, Danny, everybody is talking about him. He is a threat, even though, you know, he doesn't show up big in dailies, at least not yet in this season, I don't think. I think he also knows, like, maybe not to. He's trying to probably play his profile down a little bit, but once he gets to this mid game, he can do a lot of damage and go far. And he's got more experience in that than anybody else who's there right now. So he's definitely dangerous.
And let me ask you this. Would Josh be in like the top seven people that he would save?
No way. No,
especially not on this season. That's the thing is like everybody, the thing about this season that you really notice is like everyone's friends. Like there's not a lot of animosity. And yeah, I know we saw the Laurel Kara thing last week, but like there's not a lot of, you know, everyone just kind of like, oh, we've known each other for 30 years, you know, whatever the fuck. So it's tough to kind of really get that animosity and that kind of, you know, drama going. Cause you know, you're like, oh, you saw my baby's communion. Oh, you were at, you know, it's just like, they're all fucking connected.
Yeah. I'm wondering too, like, I'm trying to look at the cast and I'm like, who is Bananas in with at this point? Like, I don't think his whole team, like the guys on his team, don't seem to like him. Thinking Corey doesn't like him, Devin doesn't like him. Josh is kind of, you know, what I guess Josh is going to support him, but like, I don't know if that's going to go both ways, obviously. So like, it's interesting because I think he is a little alone at the moment. Maybe he's got some Arrow One, you know, maybe he's got Darrell and Derek on his side, but I'm not entirely sure. And that's kind of the game that Bananas has played, right? He's like always like this, like on his own, you know, does his thing where he doesn't want to be a part of an alliance and makes people have to choose or fight over him at some point to like gain power in the game. So it's kind of interesting. I don't know who would have his back per se, you know, in regards to that question, if Josh would be someone he'd save. Like, I'm not sure who he'd save when I look at it, and I'm not sure who would save him.
And that seems to be the thing that goes away quickest if you've sat out a few of these. Like, Devin is loaded with people that have his back now because he's probably done 10 of these in a row or whatever, not counting the last one where it's nobody that had been a champ yet. But I mean, once you sit out a few, like the game changes really quick and suddenly like all like your usual suspects are either not there anymore or they're not what they used to be. Like Leroy is going home day one, and that's probably his number one connection in the whole game.
Yeah. I mean, Jenny, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
And part of the episode was spent on the fact that Jenny doesn't have anybody that has
right.
So
it's like a group of misfits are kind of like starting to form.
Yeah. So, Jameson, we saw another Arrow One injury. Brad was terrible in his elimination. How old is too old to be on the challenge? Are we seeing like a cutoff naturally form here with Arrow One?
I think you're definitely seeing a decline once they hit 40 for the majority of them. It's interesting. One of my deets that I'll just talk about now is there was a deleted scene with CT and Kara, and CT was pretty drunk. It was late at night. He's talking and in his Boston accent, you know, and he's just like, I'm 44. Like, what am I going to do? I can't do this anymore. I'm like, I just shit my pants. Like, I'm done. You know, I'm cooked. And he's just like talking about how old he is and how he's just over. And it really is kind of showing the colors, unfortunately. I mean, I love all these characters. I love like how much entertainment, how much fun they give you. But you know who's undefeated? Mother Earth. And that just, you know, just kind of the way it is. And so I think that you're just, it sucks because like, you know, their heart's there, you know, their drive is there, but like the body does what the body does, you know? And I mean, Derek, that scream from Derek, the moan from Derek, they played over and over again. I have a suspicion that the producers just put that in over and over again. That was painful to listen to. It didn't sound good. It didn't sound pleasant. Apparently he's fine. I don't know, but yeah, that was sad. The end is coming.
Yeah, I think 40 is a great cutoff age, Jameson. That's probably just a good round number to be like. And obviously there will be exceptions to the rules. I think sure. Rachel performed incredibly last night, and she still, you know, she looks like a beast. And I think you were looking for Father Time. Father Time is undefeated, my friend.
Oh, yeah, Mother Earth.
That's
yeah.
the one. But
Mother Earth and Father Time should really battle it out for
yeah.
The idiom. Yeah, whoever, you know.
Oh, man. But, you know, the thing, too, with Era 1 is, and I agree with what you're saying, too, Jameson. It's like they care about this game a lot. I think their identity, to some degree, is wrapped up in this game. And they, you know, the it sounds really lame, but it's like the eras that are coming after them have a lot to be thankful for. But I feel like you don't really need Era 1. I think, of course, again, exceptions to the rules. But for the most part, it just feels like they're there for the nostalgia hit for everybody else. And they're showing the old clips. And that's great. And it's fun for the show. But I think moving forward, it might be time to say goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, every time they show Era 1, like, strategizing, they're all laying down in their beds, like the grandparents from Willy Wonka. Like, they just can't. They don't have the energy to get. So, it makes me, like, you know, first episode, we were like, where's so-and-so? Where's so-and-so? Why couldn't they get them to come back? And they're probably like, I don't want to look like that on TV anymore. Like, you know, I had my time. It's over. Yeah. So, yeah, 40 is a great answer, Jameson.
I do also want to say, though, Tina in this episode, I think since she won the elimination the last week, this whole episode, she was just a bright spot of, like, she just was having fun. It felt like she's having fun, and she's bringing, like, good energy. Like, she's making TJ laugh when they have to nominate a woman from Era 1. You know, like, she just had these little moments. I'm like, that's fun. Like, that's the energy that you want from people on the show. I think it's yes. a good example for people moving forward. Yeah. Like, just have fun with it. You know, it doesn't have to be so serious.
And totally I used to hate Tina, and yeah. she's been great.
Yeah, she has a history, man. She has some really crazy scenes from back in the day.
Yeah.
She's fucking buck wild crazy. But maybe guys, I just thought of this. Maybe it's season 40. Because this is it, you know?
Let's do Killed It or Send It Home, Chris.
So we touched on this a little bit, but, you know, everybody going to each other's kids' baptism and whatnot. But I was thinking, what do you think about parents competing on the challenge? Do they have a place to be on this show? Killed It or Send It Home?
Danny, go ahead.
I am going to kill it that they have a place on this. Like, I think depending on the age, I used to have a problem with, like, I got a newborn at home. I'm trying to win for them. It's like, you know what they need? A parent. Just go home. But, like, it's some of these older people where, like, they show and it's like, I have, like, a teenager at home. I'm like, all right, yeah, come on for a month if you want. Like, this was actually going to be mine, so I can just spoil it now. My problem is when they're like, I just want my kids to see me on this and be proud. And it's like, I don't think that's ever happened. Not once. Like, Brad yeah. was the latest to say it. It's like, they showed you boning Emily in the shower. Like, your kids aren't going to watch this and be like, oh, yeah, my dad's cool. Like, nobody thinks their parents, like, what they do for work is cool no matter what they do. Like, even LeBron says that about his own kids. So, none of these kids are watching this and being like, wow, I'm proud of my dad for being on the challenge. So, but I wouldn't say that like a parent shouldn't be allowed to be on the challenge, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, age is a common theme of this thing. And if they're in their 40s, they probably have some kids. It's just kind of the natural progression of life and relationships. So if they want to be on the challenge, they got their kids, they do it up. And, you know, I just don't want to, I'm sorry. I just don't really care to hear about it. I just like, you know, I mean, I'm really happy for you and family's great. And I know why you're doing it. I just don't want to get into the details. You know, it's like, they need to see that even though I got eliminated first week in season 32, I'm still a good dad. You know, it's like I don't need to go into those deeds, but I'm going to kill it. I'm happy for him. You know, dads for life. But one dad on this call, I'd be very proud to see on the challenge.
Yeah. Let's hear your take as a father. Well,
this dad's going to send it home. I don't want to see that shit. No, you know, I was just thinking about it like, I think it's more so rooted in the fact of what you're just saying, Jameson. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear how you're a parent, you know, like I get it. When you're a parent, you kind of have to leave the life you had and become a parent. And it's nice to go back to that life every once in a while, maybe just for a night, for a couple hours, you do something stupid. You go out, you know, you get drunk, you live it up in that way, whatever, you do stupid stuff. And the next day you remember why you don't do that shit anymore. And that's kind of what it feels like here. I just don't want to hear about people being parents. It's just kind of weird. Like, I don't care if you're doing it for your kid or whatever. Like, it just, I don't know. It always just makes me feel like it's just kind of sad. I'd rather you be home with your kids. I don't know. That's a bit judgy, but whatever. I'm going to send it home. Parents being on the challenge. I know you lose some competitors that way, but it's just not a show that I think being a parent adds good things to most times.
I would agree with that. Chris, last time we went out, you had one drink and you were already really feeling it.
That's it. That's all it takes, baby. I'm cheap.
I wonder how many people you would eliminate from the show that no parents could be on it. I mean, it would be a totally different show.
Yeah. It would be era one versus era two. Maybe. Not even. So,
but Chris, what if your son came up to you, looked you in the eye, said, "Pa, make me proud. Go on the challenge.
I won't respect you until you're, you know, doing trivia with TJ."
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, in the hypothetical case that happened, whoa, that's a tough one because, you know, I probably lose some dignity on the show, I'm sure. Like, I don't think I would make him proud. I think that's the problem. I'd be like, you know, that's when wise cool heads have to prevail and you have to be like, "Son, I am making you proud by not being on the challenge, trust me."
Oh man.
Jameson.
All right, I'll go. Mine is really stupid. I really tried to find something that, you know, could work for the tonight's episode, and I don't know why this came into my head. Guys, balloons. You know, I saw a lot of balloons on the show tonight. Killer sent it home. Pointless invention? I mean, what do you get it from a balloon? What do you really, you know, think about it in your life? Balloons. Go ahead.
I'm going to send balloons home. Let's go through what the positives are here. Like, I guess they look nice from afar. I don't like how they smell. I don't like how they feel. I guess you could do, if you're into whippets, you can do drugs from a balloon. But that's about it. So I'm going to send it home.
Oh, yeah. You know, I really did enjoy the way these weather balloons looked like when they were exploding in these people's hands in slow motion. That was fun to me. However, I have to send it home. I just have to send it home. Balloons. Yeah. What are they good for? I don't really know. I think you could probably replace them with something else. Streamers, confetti, just, I don't know, any other kind of large graphic that doesn't require helium gas. And possibly kill some turtles once it's gone. So
yeah.
I'm going to send it home. I love animals. What can I say?
It's a good one. You know, the more I thought about this, I agree. I'm sending it home all the way. Like balloons. Like, what do you do for me? You know, when you throw a party and you got the leftover balloons, like, ah, I got all these fucking balloons. I got to pop them. I got to suck on them. What am I going to do? Like, this is annoying. Then you go to those other parties. It's like a birthday party. It's like a giant 35. Like, get the fuck out of here with that, you know? And I don't like the sound of like a balloon animal guy. Like it makes me, it's like nails on a chalkboard. Like that doesn't do anything for me. Sure, that's a nice talent for you, I guess, buddy. But where's that going to take you? So I don't know. I think I'm canceling balloons. Don't really get it anymore. Maybe as a kid, but yeah, sending it home.
We're an anti-balloon podcast. Let's just make that really clear.
Balloons have been canceled.
mine is equally as useless here. We spotted Josh in the worst pair of Oakleys I've ever seen in my life. He looked like an 80s wrestler. So killed it or send it home on Oakleys as a sunglass brand.
I'm going to kill it. I like those sunglasses because I think the 80s are fun or whatever. I don't like them on Josh because he looked like a doofus. But I think also I think Josh is like thinks they're seriously cool looking. I would say kill it on those sunglasses, like on Oakley's, on that look of sunglasses, but maybe as like a cheapo Folkley pair that's like, you know, $15 or something. I would like to wear some of those just to have fun and be an idiot. Go back to my pre-parenting days, if you will. But yeah, I'm going to kill it. But yeah, Josh, I don't know. Oakley's killed it. Josh.
Do you own a pair?
I do not. I do not own a pair. I own a pair of Ray-Bans. I rarely wear them because like I'm afraid of scratching them. I'm afraid of ruining them. It's just so
yeah,
I wear
expensive.
Yeah, I wear some cheap
sunglasses. Chill out with the prices. Come on, take it down a notch. It's a little ridiculous. Okay. I don't know. All right, I'm gonna send it home. I guess I'm kind of indifferent to sunglasses sometimes and Oakleys. My thing is, if you wear them ironically, if you're wearing them like pretend, you know, think you're cool, but you're not really cool. Like, I like that. When people put on these Oakleys and these sunglasses and they go, I'm fucking so hot. Look at my shaded eyes. You know, like, I don't really get the hype. So, like, I'm going to send it home for that reason. I just think that sometimes sunglasses, like, really get put up on a pedestal. They're overhyped in a lot of ways. And Josh just looks like a doofus. Go ahead, Josh. Put the sunglasses on the back of your head. That looks good too. I love that look when people like have the sunglasses on their head, but it's on the back, like chilling. Like, what's going on here? You know, like either put them, wear them, or don't wear them. I get a lot of feelings about sunglasses, apparently.
I mean, his fashion in general is just atrocious. He was wearing that sweater with holes in it at the elimination. He looked awful. His hair stinks, Josh. I'm gonna send Oakley's home. I did buy a pair of Folkley's in the 90s. Remember when the popular ones, they looked like alien eyes almost? Like,
hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had a pair of those fake ones to look like a member of 311 or whatever. But even then,
dude, you were down. Man,
I don't think I like felt cool in them, you know, once I finally had them. So sending it home.
Good kill to send it home today, guys. I really enjoyed those.
Time to get juicy
with Jameson's Juicy Deets.
All right, guys, bam. I was searching. I was deep in the internet. You know, no one wants to be deep in the internet. I'll tell you what, it's not a safe place to be. But I was searching like crazy for some deets. I already talked about maybe my favorite deet that I have of CT drunk. Talking about how old he is, you know, whispering sweet nothings about, you know, maybe this is it for me. I'm not being done. But I have some other ones. Last week I said a pretty, you know, intense deed about Kyle. It's looking like, you know, went to court and his name is getting cleared. Wes apparently is really fighting the fight for Kyle. Put out a video talking about how he, you know, his name should be cleared. He should not be, these things could not be talked about. So, you know, I just wanted to clear the air there. I mean, I give out a deed like that. I got to make follow up. I got to find out all the, you know, the deeds on the deed.
So Wes is leading the charge to.
Yes, he's leading. Yeah, 100%. And what's interesting about some of these videos that these people put out is, a lot of times they're just right on the internet, right? But Wes's video was deep. I had to like go through a couple layers of internet clicks to get to Wes's video.
Wow.
He didn't put it. It's weird. He didn't put his video out on like Twitter or Instagram or TikTok. It was like another platform I've never heard of. So I don't know if that
maybe,
says
maybe anything. That was part of it. He's like, yeah, I'll back you up, but it's gonna
yeah,
where anyone can find.
I'll put it on my OnlyFans. You know, people watch that for sure. I got some other fun deets. I know you guys love these, and I always love when I can find them. I found out the exact rate that the people get paid for
here
rookies.
We go.
Yeah, rookies get paid $1,000 an ep. And so, you know, depending on how long they stay on, if they stay on, you know, close to the end, you know, Jordan was talking about his rookie year. He made, you know, $9,000 after taxes. So obviously with inflation, not trying to get political here, but, you know, I think that it's around that world that, you know, you got, you know, make about 9K in that world, you know, for rookie season.
Just a quick question. What is the, I think we talked about this. How many days is an episode? Is it two or three or something like that?
An episode's a week.
1 week.
And yeah. But it's just 1,000 per, not per day that you're there, but per episode.
No, I assume, I mean, he didn't go clarify that exact point, but he said 1,000 an episode. So I think if you star on an episode as a rookie, you get that $1,000.
So you get like a little over $100 a day.
Pretty bleak stuff.
And some free meals. Okay.
And you just have the rookie scale, or you have
I just have the rookies because he talked about how it really starts to fluctuate and get, you know, all over the spectrum with how many seasons you've been on. I mean, you know, Bananas and those guys, I mean, I'm sure Jordan, they're probably, you know, upwards of 5K, you know, 7-8K an episode, whatever it may be.
Well, you Jordan that, that CT and Johnny both got like $100,000 this year.
Yeah, that, and in that, and so that makes sense, especially after. I mean, who knows if that? I can't remember if that was before taxes, but that's the thing you always got to remember, you know. Too pretty interesting. And then following up on that, Jordan continued to talk about the conditions on the challenge. It sounds like it's getting really rough. I don't know if in past seasons they just dealt with it, and it might just be a case of the 40s. You know, you might be like, "Oh, what is this? My back! I can't sleep on this bed." But
could
it
be
sounds
a case
like
of the case of the race car drivers. You know, there's big time. Go big time. You can't go challenge. You can't go backwards.
Yeah, no, 100%. You get. He talked about some of the conditions, like you get 1 10-minute phone call a week. He talked about how you're essentially in jail. They tell you when you have to wake up. You know, food is awful. The sleeping arrangement, especially in this one, was apparently really bad because the wall, there were barely any walls. Like all the rooms were connected and you're just hearing smooching and hearing everything going on. He said the shower situation is really bad, because they don't really clean it that often. So it's just, you know, we can imagine that. But it sounds like it's not a fun and pleasant experience. So he said that you gain weight. This was, I thought was interesting. You gain weight coming home from the challenge. You think people are working out all the time. Like most of us, you know, lose our workout kind of regimen and our, you know, our fit because it's just, you're living in trash.
But don't you think they're also drinking way more than they usually
do? No, probably. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, that's the deets, guys. That's the deets I got.
MVP of the episode, Chris.
I'm giving my MVP this week to I'm giving it to Rachel. I think she had a great performance. Even though she's above that 40-year-old cut line, she looks great. She looks like she's a force. I think, you know, the elimination was great. Maybe not the toughest competitor to go against, but I think she showed, regardless of that, she put more balls on those spikes than Derek or Corey did. So that, I think, in itself was impressive. So I'm going to say Rachel. She's good.
Great answer. She looked
really
great.
Really like Rachel. I'm going to give mine to Corey. This was a classic Corey episode where he goes home. You know, he's there for half a season, whatever it is. And then he's in the elimination. Oh, well, man, I really wanted to give him my all. I really, you know, and then he goes on. It's like clockwork. But this time he did it. He kept his composure. You could tell he knew what he was doing. And he really kind of, you know, I want him to stay. I like Corey a lot. You guys know that. I got a big old crush on him. And he's got 17 kids now. He's got to support. So, you know, I'm glad that he was able to pull it off.
That's a great point. I fully expected him to go home. I'm going to give it to Bananas. It's nice to have him back in the game. It was nice to have him moving and shaking. I felt like we needed some of that in this season, and he provided it. So MVP. Loser, Chris?
My loser this week, and even though I said Rachel is my MVP, I'm just going to say Era 1 in totality. And here's why. I mean, the focal point is on Derek for this week, but really, I think all of Era 1 has just shown a lack of intelligence in this game. And I would think that would be one of their strong suits. You know, they all have more experience than anybody else. They're all older, so they should all be smarter and wiser. But consistently, week after week in these daily challenges, they don't show that. I mean, this week was a perfect like opportunity for them to win the daily challenge and at least save themselves from elimination. They just don't need to come in last, right? Because they said it's not a time thing. It's whoever has the most balloons. And lo and behold, Era 4 outsmarted everyone by saying, hey, let's take our time. We'll be nice and slow. We'll get the most balloons. We'll win the challenge. And instead, you got Derek jumping into a ditch and breaking his leg, but not breaking his leg. It just, you know, is not a good look. They're all getting hurt. So it's like, if you can't compete physically with these guys, you got to outsmart them. You got to out-politic them. And I don't see them really doing either of those things. So I think it's going to be bad for Era 1. They're my losers this week.
Jameson.
Yeah, I mean, similar to you, I could go with Era 1 as well. I think that's a good call, Chris. I'm going to give it to Brad. I know it's kind of going with the winner and the loser here for MVP loser. But, I mean, Brad just – poor guy, man. He just kind of – he's got this big beard now, and he kind of looks like he's a little disheveled. Things are going. I didn't bring it as a deep, but as I was researching stuff, he said he didn't sleep for 5 nights when he got out there. He didn't sleep for five nights? Like, that's insanity. Like, how is that even possible? How is he even functioning? So Brad just, you know, I don't want to call him a loser, but man, I just feel bad for the guy. It kind of feels like he's lost himself a little bit, and he lost tonight pretty easily.
Very easily. I'm going to give it to John A. I'm sick of people comparing what they did on like challenge offshoots to the actual challenge. Like, she kept bringing up like, hey, I won the challenge senior tour twice. It's like, that it's not the same. It's all old people. Like, so she learned that tonight. She stunk. She went home. Never liked her. Glad she's gone.
Won't miss her.
Won't miss her. Definitely won't miss her. Until no next week. What?
I said, no way. I just added to it really late. I added to the chat about it like 7 seconds later.
No way.
Guys, we're really professional.
Until next week. That's it from the Tribunal.
Don't be a quitter.
Don't be a lamb.
No way.
You guys killed it.
No way.
No way.